Well, welcome to another evening with Zion's Trumpet. Yours truly, Brother Daniel, the Hammer, the Sword. How's everybody doing out there in Pow Talk Land? How's everybody doing this week? We got a good and a good and a good, great, good, great. All right. Well, this is going to be open mic night. I hope somebody brought something to share. It's going to be a very short evening. Before we start, I'll make an announcement here, guys, about the password. I'm going to do something different. What I'm going to do is there's a Say It On Pow Talk, which you can join a group, my group. I have a group page. You automatically comes to the room. When you have a room, you automatically get a group page. And if everybody signs up on your group page, you can there's an option there to only let anyone in the room that's part of that group. I have to approve anyone in that group. So when I approve people in the group, then only those people in the group can get in. So I don't even need a password. I'm thinking about trying that. So what I'm going to do next week is I'm going to keep the password the same for a while, but I'm going to set this group thing up. What I do is I'll put your name in my group thing and send you an invitation, and then Pow Talk will send you an email with a link to it. And that link will take you to my group page. It'll say Dan Mace or Zion's, it'll say Zion's Trumpet group page. And it'll either be a thing on there, a little button that says join, or else just clicking the link will make you join. And you don't have to do anything else. You don't have to put any information in, any more information than you have. You don't have to put your age or anything in there. It's just your name's going to be in there. And then I'll thing that approves you, and you'll be part of the group. All right? And then from then on, only the people who are part of that group, who I've approved personally, can get in the room. That way I don't even need to have a lock on the room. So that's what I'm going to do. So next week I'll be working on that. So if you get an email from me with a little link on it, don't be afraid. It's only going to take you to my personal page, the Zion's Trumpet page in Pow Talk. And either that link will set you up or there'll be a button there that says join. And then I'll approve you. And next week I'm going to take the password off next Sunday. And supposedly if this thing works, only the people who have joined the group can get in the room. All right, so we'll see how it goes. Sometime this week, you'll all be getting a password from me, or an email from Pow Talk with a link to my thing, all right? And you invite whoever you feel. That's fine. I don't care. I'm not against having people come in this room. I'm not even against people who don't agree with me coming in this room. As long as they keep their posture and they, you know, don't freak out and constantly attacking and disrupting the room like that guy was for 3 or 4 weeks in a row, all right? Okay, yeah. So tonight's going to be open mic night. I'm not going to start off the song or anything. We're just going to go right into it. I want you guys to feel free to share. If it's something on your heart, you got something prepared, share. If you didn't prepare anything and something pops up in your mind when somebody's talking, share. If you want to ask me anything, we'll make this Ask the Rabbi Hour also. You can ask me a question about anything. If I can answer it, I will. I'll try. If not, what can I say? I'm not a walking encyclopedia. But I'll try to answer any questions you have. So we'll make an open forum here and try and get people to talk on the mic. That dreaded microphone. The dreaded microphone, okay? So, let's open it up, and I'll just sit here for a minute, and anybody has something you want to jump in first, raise your hand, and I'll call on you. Go ahead and share whatever's on your mind. I don't know everybody start at once now. Okay, Irma's got something. Go ahead, Irma, you have the mic, sister.
I just want to say that open mic tonight reminds me of a local radio station in the early 60s. It was called Voice of the People, and it was an open mic forum. Well, most of the people were discussing what was taking place in our country. It was a time President Kennedy was assassinated and prayer and Bible reading was taken out of our schools. They wanted God out and replace his word with Darwin's teaching of evolution. We were beginning to lose our God-given rights. We could see socialism well on its way. By now, it is known socialism as a bad word to many people. So they call it, quote, economic democracy, end quote. How deceptive. So it is today with spiritual deception, preachers twist and change God's word with their man-made doctrines and are leading God's people into the store of deception. And I just want to say thank you for this privilege, because I want to thank you personally for the calling God has given you, Dan, to set people free from all deceivableness in these terrible, terrible times. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thanks, Everett. That was a good word. Thanks for sharing. Amen. These are terrible, terrible times. I see Sissy has her hand up. Go ahead, Sister. Sissy, you have the mic.
Hi, everyone. If I'm too loud, please let me know. The Lord gave me this scripture back in January, and he brought it to my attention again just last night during prayer. And it's in the book of Nahum, and it's chapter 3, verses 18 through 19. And it says, "The shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. The nobles shall dwell in the dust. Thy people is scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathereth them. There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. All that hear the bruit of thee shall clap the hands over thee. For upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually?" And that is a picture of our country today. We are, I think, beyond, we've gone just too far, I think. God is still merciful. The Lord can still move and change nations. But in this hour, I really think that it's a matter for God's people to draw nigh to him and just press in, because really, everything that I've heard this week just confirmed to me what the Lord gave me this yesterday night is what's happening. We are definitely under judgment because of the greed and the horrible holocaust of the unborn and the newborns, because some children are basically allowed to starve to death after they're born because they're not sound enough, if you will. So many things going on. But now it's the body of Christ that needs to really press in. I see too many things going on even among so-called Christians, and it scares me, and it grieves my heart to see it. Even amongst family members, and I feel that separation. I just want to keep away sometimes. It's sad, isn't it? But that's what the Lord gave me. And it's not a pretty word, but it's drawn me closer to him, and he's getting us ready, and that's all that's about. God bless you all. Love you guys.
Amen, Sister Sissy. That's a good word. It's very true. Amen. Thanks for sharing. Very good. Okay, Texas, I don't know if that's Harold or Judy or whoever it is up there, but you got the mic. Go ahead.
Oh, so the ones mean that you can hear me. Okay, good. This is Scott. Love y'all. God bless you. I'm going to turn you over to Brother Harold.
Am I on okay now? Am I on now?
That was good what he just shared, Dan.
Okay. All right.
And Scott heard it.
Okay, well, God has really given us favor in this this week that we've been going traveling, and we've just really seen him bless us in many ways that we weren't really expecting. And part of that blessing was being able to meet part of the body. But one of the things I noticed about it in this fellowship room that we have here is that when we came to Pennsylvania and met the brothers and the sisters in Pennsylvania, it was like they're our brothers and sisters. We've known them because we've been in fellowship with many of y'all for 1-2 years now. And so it was really a seamless event, and we just really felt really comfortable with those that we've had a chance to be with all this time. I'm saying that to say we haven't met the other half of the group that we've been fellowshipping with, and we have that same sense in our spirit with y'all. Rich and Judy and K-Men, Stand Fast, Holly Dog, Joey Boy, Sissy, Lisa, y'all, and the ones that's been coming in. So this is the fellowship of the church, and we've been in church for many, many years. Like, ever since I was a Christian, we were in the quote church in that building where everybody came and they put on their religious face for a couple hours on Sunday and went home and never really experienced the kind of fellowship that we experience here. And I believe that it's more than just the fact that we all are thinking alike. I think it's because the Spirit of God that dwells within us and that's working in our lives is doing the work that men cannot do, a building can't do, a location can't do. It's in Him. It's in the Spirit of the Lord. And so we're really encouraged and blessed that we have brothers and sisters spread out all over the country and some outside the confines of the United States. So God is doing a work in each of our lives and our hearts. And so I want to just encourage everyone to continue to press in to what God wants to do in our lives. He's a good God. And the thing that He wants to do in our life is to show Himself to us in a very special way, a unique way, that will bring victory in every situation. And victory is overcoming sin. Victory is overcoming the flesh. Victory is overcoming the world. Victory is overcoming the devil. And sometimes we're in the midst of a fight, and we're in the midst of a battle, but God will always take us through according to His word, according to His promise, and according to what He wants to do in each of our lives if we'll submit to Him. So I appreciate the message here that comes out of this room, not only from Dan, but from the encouragement of the brothers and sisters who God puts it on their heart to share the things that God's doing in their lives, that it's a blessing to the whole body. We are a body jointly fit together by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost, by Jesus Christ, bringing us to a place that we have a relationship that we can never have in the natural. So whether we're in the presence of another person or in the presence of another person by the Spirit, it's the being in the presence of the Spirit of another person by the Spirit is much better. So God bless you, and we're looking for good things to continue to happen in all of our lives. And we pray for y'all, and we appreciate y'all, and God bless you. And thanks for letting me share tonight. I don't know if I'll have anything more, but I guess that's enough for now. God bless. Thanks.
Okay, looks like Kim wants to share. Go ahead, Kim. You're the mic.
Let me just read it then. It's 1 Peter chapter 2, starting with 19. For this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience sake toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully, for what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, and we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, but by whose stripes ye are healed. For ye as sheep were going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Well, the Lord has been dealing with me over the last several months about self-righteousness. And He made this scripture real to me through Mom and to myself personally. And when I started trying to practice it at work, when somebody would say something that I hadn't done or I had, and when I really had done it, or if it seemed, or something that I, sometimes I'll do something nice for somebody at work. This is an example. I'll do something nice for somebody, and they'll get upset about it. Or I'll do something, and they'll misunderstand the reason I did it. And I was just getting so frustrated with all these things that kept popping up. And then finally I realized that the Lord was bringing these things up. He was creating the situation at my job to help to purge the self-righteousness out of me. And now, instead of getting frustrated, I've started to press in. And when things happen that if I get accused of something, now I just keep my mouth shut. I try. I messed up the other day, but I was doing pretty good for about a week there. The first day was just horrible, and I ended up going to my boss and trying to explain everything to him and tell him that I was right about this and that and that, and I just felt something so strong in my spirit, and it wasn't the Spirit of God. It was that self-righteousness rising up. The Lord showed me that that was self-righteousness, so when I got home, I repented, and I asked him to help me, and the next day, I went in to work with a new understanding that the Lord is trying to do a work in me, and if he doesn't bring these things up, the self-righteousness isn't going to get purged out of me. So I went to work the next day with a new understanding, and I just let things go. Whenever something came up, I would just let it go. I would let people think whatever they wanted to think. You know, I was trying to go around before and, you know, make sure everybody knew, you know, what was right and what was wrong, and know that I didn't mean something this way. And the Lord told me, He said, I'm God, and not even I try to control people's thoughts. You're running around trying to control what people think, and that's not Christian. I don't even do that, and I'm God. And I was realizing that I was doing that. I was trying to control what people thought of me, and I was trying to go around and, you know, make sure that they knew I didn't do this for that reason, and that was self-righteousness. And so now I try, and I've messed up a few times since then, but I try and repent when I do mess up, but I try to just let it go. And that day I was just so blessed, because even though people were assuming things about me that weren't true, I just let it go, and I just knew that the Lord sees everything. He sees what's true, and he sees what's not true. And I don't have to justify myself to people. I walk before Jesus. I don't walk before people. I walk before the Lord, and he sees what I do right and what I do wrong, and he's the one that I need to confess my sins to and repent to. And I just wanted to share this because it's just a really very real thing that the Lord's doing in my life right now, and he's really made this scripture real to me, because it's one thing to get in trouble for something you did wrong, but it's quite another thing, and not say anything, but it's quite another thing to get blamed for something that you know, you absolutely know for a fact that you didn't do it, but to not defend yourself, that is thankworthy with God. That's what God sees, and that's what is acceptable with God, and that's what Jesus did, and he did it, and he wasn't, we're sinful, we are sinners, but Jesus never sinned, no, not one time. And he was buffeted for our faults and did not defend himself. He was led as a lamb to slaughter. And so I just wanted to share that with you.
Amen. Good testimony, Kim. Very good. Amen. I'll boost that so everybody can hear it. In case you didn't hear it, I'll boost it up when I put on the recording. That's good, Kim. I know your pain. Amen. Alrighty, good. Good. So, who else? Step right up. What's the Lord doing in your life? Go ahead, stand fast. You got the mic.
Hello. I haven't used my mic for a while. I'm not even sure if it's plugged in. Can you hear me? Okay. Yes, Kim, I guess I'm going to some of the same trials, realizing that, I've always been one to have a lot of pride in my work and follow the rules and the manuals when I was in the workforce, and I always took a lot of pride in that, and that's who I was and that's who I became, and now I have to look at things differently. The Lord's been dealing with me too, even this afternoon, and I was out to I got to drive 100 kilometers to go to a Walmart, but I happened to be out of town this afternoon, and I had a couple young kids with me, and I was trying to get an enlargement taken off of a picture for a little girl for her birthday, and the clerk was busy, and I wasn't following the prompts right. They had changed, and I called her over twice, and she got really upset with me when I pushed a button instead of taking the receipt, and I misunderstood her instructions, and for a minute I was going to say, you know, well, that wasn't what you said, or some such thing, right? So anyway, I just found a little check in my spirit, so I stopped. So when I went back to get the pictures an hour later or so, she was still there, and I had a little chat with her, and, you know, I come to realize that she was probably having a really bad day. She was about to leave her shift, and someone called in sick the last minute, and she was there overtime, and, you know, when I talked to her, and you know, I was blessed to know that that I, you know, I heed the checking of my spirit to be nice to her. So yes, God's work with me in that direction, and I'm reminded often. And I'm not saying that I've got this mastered, far from it, but please God, I will. A dead man, you know, you can't hurt his feelings. So when that flesh is crucified enough, and those things and those thoughts and those reactions are not going to happen. So I try to remember that sometime too. So praise God. Anyway, it was a blessing to know that you're going through the same thing, and I'm not the only one that is trying to battle this. So God bless. Thank you. Do I get off the mic? Praise the Lord.
Amen, Standfast. Thank you for sharing. That's a good testimony. I think we ought to go through that now and then. Thanks for sharing. Go ahead. You got the mic.
Okay, great. All right, well, you know, I just ran across this person, Dr. Joyce Pugh, when I was looking at some stuff on the internet last night. And so I don't want to not do the doctor justice, but I will at least bring up what she was discussing. She was talking about who the Antichrist might be. And I know any time you start venturing into that discussion, there's going to be a lot of opinions and a lot of conjectures and things like that. But it was pretty interesting, so I thought of Dan. I said, I wonder if Dan ever heard of Dr. Joy Pugh. So if you get a chance, Dan, you at least can look her up and see what she's talking about. But the gist of it is she's saying that this war, this battle with God, traces back to Genesis, and it all goes all the way to the to Revelation, as we are aware of, and that she made a point that some of you may be aware of, but a good point. She said there's two lines or two seed lines that are in Scripture. If you look at the Old Testament, you look at the line of starting with, Adam and Eve. Their first child was Cain, and the second was Abel, and then Cain slew Abel, and then from there Seth became the godly seed or godly line. And then Cain, you know, the Bible speaks of Cain being a different line, a seed. And so she makes it a point that the line of Seth, or the line that comes through Seth, there's a date of their birth and a date of their death, and talks of their years that they live, but you don't see that in the line of Cain. Then she goes on to discuss what that forbidden fruit may have been, other than just, you know, fruit itself, that maybe, because in Genesis 6 it talks about the sons of God, I guess, cohabited with the daughters of men and had giants. So she's thinking that this line of Cain may have been a demonic line, that's how the sin nature came into the world. But anyway, there's some things that get kind of shaky for me, and I was looking at it kind of cross. But then she goes on and makes some other points that are anyway, I don't want to bring a whole bunch of air into this room, but I was just wondering if anyone had heard of her and what they thought. And so anyway, that's my comment for tonight. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, well, you never told us who the Antichrist was. Who's the Antichrist? Go ahead.